pozorište Moderna garaža. Majke je prosime 32.
U petak, 26. februara u 22. koncert grupe Jazz Essence.
Vesti. Beograd 92. Slušaj pažljivo.
Specijalni izaslanik Evropske unije za Kosovo, Wolfgang Petrić, izjavio je listu prese da na pregovorima u Rambujeu nije ostvaren očekivani uspeh kada su u pitanju odlučujuće tačke. Petrić je ocenio da je na polju političkih pitanja ipak napravljen napredak i kao uspeh okarakterisao činjenicu da su po prvi put Srbi i Albanci sa Kosova razmatrali detalje moguće političke solucije problema. Obe strane prihvatili su gotovo 95% detalja političkog dela sporazuma, rekao je Petrić. Pregovaračka delegacija kosovskih Albanaca doletela je nešto posle 13 časova u Prištinu. Politički deo delegacije napustio je aerodromsku zgradu posle pasoške i carinske kontrole, dok su predstavnici OVK iz aviona ušli direktno u kola kosovske verifikacione misije i napustili aerodrom. Generalni sekretar NATO Javier Solana najavio je da će ministri inostranih poslova Francuske i Velike Britanije Iber Vedrin i Robin Cook verovatno uskoro posjetiti Beograd i Prištinu. Solana je u izjavi španskom radiju rekao da će pregovori o Kosovu biti nastavljeni na način koji nije ni formalan ni kolektivan i da će oni omogućiti da se definitivno realizuje ono što je tako blizu realnosti. Kako prenosi agencija Interfax, ruski ministar odbrane Igor Sergejev izjavio je da ruska armija razmatra učešće u eventualnoj mirovnoj operaciji na Kosovu. Učešće ruskog kontingenta u takvoj operaciji zavisi od odgovarajućeg poziva jugoslovenske strane, izjavio je Sergejev. Portparol kosovske verifikacione misije Sandy Blight izjavio je agenciji Beta da je situacija na Kosovu uglavnom mirna i da je jedini incident tokom protekle noći i jutros zabeležen u selu Gornja Budriga kod Gnjilana, gde su nepoznata lica pucala na kuću lokalnog lekara Albanca. U Beogradu je proglašena epidemija gripa, potvrđena je agenciji Beta u Beogradskom zavodu za zaštitu zdravlja. Kako su rekli u zavodu, ta odluka podrazumeva da je zabranjena poseta bolnicama. Bile su ovo vesti u 14 sati.
B92. Vesti.
Ako ste zainteresovani za poslovnu saradnju sa Lutrijom Beograda, a posjedujete kiosk ili lokal, javite nam na telefon 3236388. Marketing Lutrije Beograd.
Imam nove gume, ispravne kočnice, vezem se pojasom, sve za sigurnost na drumu. Još samo da naučim da vozim.
Autoškola Autoprom. Narodni heroje 30 693 337. Autoprom. Škola sa kojom ste stvarno sigurni.
OK Info. Oglašavanje sa stilom. Stilom. Telefon 134 554.
Radio B92. English.
In this morning's news, NATO acknowledges progress on Kosovo, the second round of negotiations to be held behind closed doors, and NATO troops to assemble in Macedonia next week. The NATO Council yesterday approved what it described as the essential progress reached in negotiations over Kosovo, according to Beta. The Council also said that peace should be secured when an agreement was signed after brief negotiations in March. Senior NATO officials, quoted by Beta this morning, said that the NATO Council had also expressed great concern over conflicts north of Pristina and reports of a substantial build-up of Yugoslav army and Serb police troops in Kosovo. Negotiations on Kosovo are to be moved to a military base somewhere in France when they resume on March the 15th, according to French daily Le Figaro. The paper quoted an unnamed French diplomat as saying that next time round the meeting would be behind closed doors, as was Dayton. There's no chance of any Kosovo peace plan succeeding without U.S. involvement in peace forces, U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright said yesterday. Albright told the U.S. Congress Foreign Policy Committee that although the Kosovo Albanians had accepted the peace agreement in general, they would retreat from that position if the U.S. were not involved. She added that the result of the Rambouillet conference was the best agreement both sides could get, but that a lot of work remained to be done before the agreement was concluded. Albright said that the main obstacle remaining was Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic, who now had no choice but to accept the agreement or face NATO bombing. The first contingent of a possible NATO peacekeeping force will arrive in Macedonia on March the 6th, according to an anonymous NATO official quoted by Beta. The 6,000-strong vanguard would consist of about 2,000 U.S. Marines, 1,300 troops from the NATO Rapid Response Unit stationed in Germany, and the Kosovo Evacuation Force already stationed in Macedonia. The troops would be under the command of British General Michael Jackson. Russia is considering involvement in the peace operation in Kosovo, according to Russian Defense Minister Igor Sergeyev this morning. However, said Sergeyev, any such participation would depend on an invitation from Belgrade. Russian Prime Minister Yevgeny Primakov said yesterday that Russian troops would be deployed in Kosovo only if the UN Security Council approved the operation. Foreign troops in Kosovo would mean that Yugoslavia accepted occupation and open aggression, Serbian Information Minister Aleksandar Vučić said in Niš last night. Vučić said that the arrival of foreign troops would mean the end of political discussion. He went on to say that Serbs had already had UNPROFOR, IFOR and S4. If somebody were permitted to send KFOR, said Vučić, there would then be SANFOR in Sanjak, VOFOR in Vojvodina and BEOFOR in Belgrade. This, said the Serbian Information Minister, would be absolutely unacceptable for Yugoslavia. The UÇK must understand that there would be no armed conflict in Kosovo in the future, warned U.S. envoy Chris Hill today. Hill, quoted in French daily La Croix, said that the guerrilla organization must understand that the future of its members would be as politicians or local policemen. He added that NATO would secure the safety of Albanian and Serb villages. Hill added that UÇK fighters would not relinquish their struggle easily because they saw themselves as protecting the population. He also said that some Kosovo-Albanian representatives had originated in the Marxist-Leninist movement and were thus not as delighted with the U.S. engagement in Kosovo as they claimed to be. The situation in Kosovo has been mostly quiet overnight despite increased tension, Kosovo Verification Mission spokesman Sandy Blythe said this morning. Blythe said that the only incident reported last night had occurred near Gnjiljane, where unknown assailants had opened fire on the house of a local Albanian doctor. No casualties were reported. Belgrade is officially in the grip of a flu epidemic, according to the Belgrade Healthcare Institute today. Serbian Health Ministry has banned visitors in all Belgrade hospitals to protect patients from infection. The head of Russia's Communist Party, Gennady Zhuganov, yesterday told media that U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright had brought shame on all women by what he described as her unnatural warmongering. Zhuganov said he was alarmed by Albright, whom he referred to as Madam War. He went on to say that for her to be rattling rockets and bombs was simply against nature. The next news in English on Radio B92 will be at 6:05 this evening.
Radio B92. English.
Ako je marketing vaš izbor i želite da u tržišnim igrama budete najbolji, imamo za vas poslovnu školu za marketing.
Nastava je po najvišim svjetskim standardima, predavači su vrhunski praktičari marketinga iz najvećih jugoslovenskih agencija.
Uz kreativne radionice i ostale atraktivne oblike nastave naučit ćete praksu, istraživanja tržišta, kreaciju i produkciju radio i TV oglasa, umjetnost prodajnog pregovaranja, public relations i vođenje celovitih propagandnih kampanja.
Informacije o poslovnoj školi za marketing možete dobiti na telefon 324-416 324-416. Poslovnu školu za marketing vodi dr. Slavko Kovačević.
Bioskop Rex u Jevrejskoj 16 predstavlja
Petak, 26. februar u 19 sati, Škola Mira, prezentacija Škole Mira održana u Kikindi.
Telegraf u novom broju.
Senzacionalno.
Telegraf, telegraf.
Skandalozno.
Telegraf, telegraf.
Ekskluzivno.
Telegraf, telegraf.
Telegraf. Nedeljnik u sred srede.
Nedeljni telegraf u Melencima, gde je divljala naoružana banda, krvava izbjeglička osveta, počinje automobilski rat u Srbiji. Ko preti Milanu Beku? Ekskluzivni intervju Svetozar Marović, predsjednik Skupštine Crne Gore. NATO bombe bi ubijele narod, a ojačale režim.
Ove nedelje otkrivamo žene.
Iskopajte negde starinski vaspitane devojke, otkrite privlačne i svetle ličnosti, ili naivke ili vam ženske. Čak totalno protvadnite zbog neke zrele i pokvarene žene, ali neka ona bude vaš pronalazak.
Napolju je proleće, idealno za odvaranje.
B92.
Sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion.